Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
It's cold in here today. I feel.
Well, you've been chilly.
Don't say anything about it. We like it that way.
All right?
Yeah.
Could just be your takes.
Crossover time.
Four.
Welcome in Willard and Dibs. And apparently, Dibs has welcomed himself.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, you called it the crossover earlier.
You did. I heard that.
I've never been called crass before.
Hey, well,
that's a new one. Yeah.
It doesn't really fit you, actually.
Oh, then it must be me.
No, better.
It's just a word that fit. That's all. I know. Crass to me is the opposite of classy. Now, you guys aren't classy. But you're not the opposite of classy either, so you're kind of in the middle.
Where do we sit on the classometer? I want to be closer to classy than not. I don't want to be too classy because then it's stuffy.
What do you consider classy?
You know what I mean?
This is where, like, Thurston Howell III.
No, classy. See, that's Snooty. That's Snooty.
Yeah, shout out 80-year-olds.
Exactly, and the majority of our audience doesn't even know what the reference means.
I don't want to go with a politician.
Steve Kerr is classy.
NFL coaches.
Is Steve Kerr not classy?
There's classier.
Okay.
Like Missoula?
John Wooden was classier.
John Wooden is very classy, but again.
I would say John Wooden was very classy.
Again, we're really, really.
Like, in an interesting way, Phil Jackson, not classy.
No, he's not that classy.
Nope.
No. Yeah. I would say Kerr's in the upper half of on the classometer.
In the NFL right now, coaches. Who's classy?
Oh, like, that's an interesting one.
For me, Mike Tomlin, he's classy.
I wouldn't say that at all. Okay. He'd get up in your face.
It doesn't mean he's not classy.
He won't
get up in the opponent's face. He'll get up in your face if you're on his team.
Classiest head coach in the NFL?
Right.
That's a tough
LaFleur?
One.
He's not a coach. He sounds like he's classy. He's not a coach now, but I always thought this guy was classy. Ron Rivera?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Riverboat. Yeah, sure.
It's not the greatest sport to look for class.
No, that's true.
The guy who's been the classiest is probably Aaron Glenn, because my God, that football team is
just an abomination. Well, and our mutual friend is on the staff.
Yeah, I feel bad for Cameron.
Are you going to his baby shower?
No.
Whoa.
No,
do you have any idea what they're talking about, Mark?
I mean,
we have a
loosely.
Mutual friend who is on the Jet staff, and they are 0-5, and he's having a baby shower in November, and I've been invited, and I'm sure you were too. And if
you could be
my plus one.
Evan, yeah.
Oh, thanks.
And it's going to be a drive-by, but they might be 0-9 when the shower happens, and so I'm going to give him a win for the baby shower.
How old are you, E?
31.
31-year-old single men don't get invited to baby showers. They don't even know what to do with that.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't care if people want to do something with my, like, is that...
It's hot.
It's just true.
To be honest, though, I was probably closer with his younger brother than I was to him.
He'll be there.
Yeah.
Corey.
Well, I would hope he's going to be there.
Yeah.
You know, the beauty is they...
And the twins.
They may as well have it on a Sunday.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
So this is the guy who was at Texas Tech?
No, Texas A&M.
Texas A&M.
Yeah.
But the point is, if you're on a bad football team, you have... And he's a fiery guy. Like, you could bury your entire roster if you really wanted to. And he hasn't gone after one of his players publicly, to my knowledge.
Oh, here was maybe the classiest football coach of all time.
Okay.
Tom Landry.
Oh,
Oh, Willard, you got to let your bias
you love
out
the hat. No, it's too, you love the hat.
I was too young to even, all very, I knew, yeah, steadfast. All I knew, okay, but like, just because he dressed a certain way?
I have a follow-up question. Is
never
there any,
showed much emotion.
A lot of guys never show. Is Andy Reid classy?
He can be.
What about Tony Dungy?
Yeah.
Classy?
Don't know enough about the Dunge.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
the Dunge.
He never cusses.
Like John Gruden, I would say, is not.
Correct.
What about Harbaugh?
Which one?
Not Harbaugh.
John is much more classy.
Oh, no.
John is much more classy than Jim.
According to you, it doesn't sound like there's been a classy person born after 1980.
It's a good observation right there.
Well, the 49ers had two of the classiest coaches going, Walsh and Seifert. Yeah, I thought.
This 1980.
Does, yeah, this feels ageist. It really does.
Okay, well, it's...
do you hate the world now?
What?
No, that's what it sounds like.
I hate the world?
Who's good now? Now. Who do you like now? Not 35 years ago when life was grand in the greatest generation.
But give me a category of...
What we're talking about. Who's classy now?
Oh, well, Finchie. Chris Finch.
Not just class your
personified.
I would say Kerr's got some class.
Okay.
For sure.
Oh,
and I know. God, I forgot. J.P. Adelman.
Steph Curry's classy.
Steph Curry's very classy.
No doubt.
All class.
No doubt. All right.
Although, I mean, yesterday in the second half, so they play the first half, and then you come out for the second half, and you look at the bench, and, well, no Steph, no Draymond, no Al, brand new, no Draymond. Are they back there, like, showering and playing cards and dominoes, or can we come out and support Quentin Post? As he's trying to knock down a three?
I don't know. How many players? I mean, did they have enough bench spots? Like 40 people played.
The bench was like, wide open.
How about the Lakers stars didn't even come? Didn't even show up.
I think LeBron was there in streets.
No, I mean, like.
He said hi to Draymond after the game.
Yeah. They didn't play. They didn't play.
Warm embrace.
Before his big announcement tomorrow.
Yeah, what do you think that is?
What, LeBron?
Are you here?
No.
The decision, too.
You think you guys come here?
October 7th, 12 o'clock Eastern.
I have no idea what's going on.
Give it to him,
no
Evan.
Clue.
What's
no
happening?
Clue. Well, it was a video released by LeBron a couple hours ago. No audio, just him walking to a chair opposite another gentleman. And it then ends with...
Jim Gray?
Yeah, was decision it Jim Gray?
Two. It wasn't Jim Gray. I honestly don't know who it was. But it ends with the decision, too. Coming tomorrow, October 7th.
LeBron James teases major announcement Tuesday.
Oh boy.
With a post mentioning the second decision.
Yeah, he's probably announcing that this will be his last year.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, because he wants a retirement tour. I've always thought LeBron would do that before the year, not at the end of the year. Because he wants every city to get him wine and, you know, maybe a new set of golf clubs or thank him and... standing ovations every night. No,
sure,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I bet that's what he's doing.
And Steiny, you remember the original retirement tour.
Of LeBron's?
No, the original retirement tour was made by a true legend.
Julius Erving.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
This is where I don't like to do this on air.
You can do it. It live.
He was classy.
He was, and he retired in 89.
Yeah. And Julius Erving did the same thing?
In 87, yeah. Remember, they went around.
I don't
the
remember.
Lakers gave him a rocking chair.
Okay.
The Celtics gave him a bunch of stuff.
Did you hate watch his last few games or something?
Like, yeah.
Is that something,
I hate watching,
how you knew?
What did the Pistons give
every
him?
Every single three-body slams.
That's amazing,
What did the Mavericks give him? Like,
I don't know.
The reason why I remember Kareem is because that was a true, like, every team, even the Sonics and the Blazers, they all did something. I don't remember Julius Erving.
Yeah, it was a big one.
That was for you.
It was a big one.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to announce his retirement.
Apparently there's something. Go ahead.
So there's a lot of people hypothesizing tomorrow, which is also Prime Day, Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay. So this is a partnership. It's sponsored.
LeBron has a deal coming with Prime, and he's going to announce something related to it tomorrow.
Okay. What would
I don't
he
know
be,
what it
yeah,
is.
What
I
would just, he be doing? Buying half of it?
$1 billion contract. I don't know. Of which he already has one with Nike.
Right.
Let me tell you something. If it has anything to do with Amazon, he's a tool.
Well,
the highest order.
Not a very classy thing to say.
In my book, he now becomes a tool. Come on.
The last game of the year on Prime. On Prime, by the way, this regular season is Lakers at Warriors. Just saying. April 7th.
Tomorrow is Prime Day. You get some good deals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You get some good
and I
deals.
Wonder if you're Deion Sanders, how are you not like...
That's a great point.
Yeah, how are you not totally deep on like Prime Day?
I put that on Prime though. That's on Amazon. You got to hire Deion.
No, that's on Prime. Amazon is bigger than Deion Sanders.
Right, but he's
don't
the
tell
perfect...
him that.
Yeah, he's the perfect... Like if you need a pitch man, that would be the one I would go get.
Right, but if I was... Deion Sanders, prime time, I would have had Amazon give me, I don't know, $100 million in money for my fledgling, struggling college team that they could use about $100 million now. They're not great.
He'll be fine.
Yep.
He's made that university so much money, it's absurd.
Sure.
You can't even get in there anymore. You should see what tickets to these college games at places like that.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Like, well, I would figure you'd know something about this. Like, I got... Because I have a son of a certain age, there's a lot of families that are doing the 18, 19-year-old, 20 kind of area right now. And so October is Parents Weekend.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
And so parents...
At Cal this weekend.
Right. Parents all head to these universities, and everybody wants to go to the football game. Now, it depends on what school you went to.
Right.
But if you're heading out to one of these where it's, like, really ingrained in the culture, Colorado is absolutely one of them. Lovely Christie will be going to Boise State next weekend. If you go to a place like that, kind of smaller town that's all about college football, out of control. Like, you want to go there with a spouse and bring your child to the football game? I hope you brought at least $1,000 and a four-leaf clover. I'm not even kidding.
Okay, so...
It's out of control to get into these games.
Okay, so I don't know if I should go public with this.
Oh, what do you got?
You won't.
Tulane.
Yep.
So,
well, you probably know somebody.
We're gonna surprise my daughter for Parents Week.
She's not listening.
I know. That's
definitely not.
But she can't hear if I whisper. She's in New Orleans.
Good point.
So,
that's radio knowledge.
It's funny. We're like, let's do it, and they're looking at tickets for the Tulane Florida International. It's like $190.
FIU travels now.
See?
$190
for the loss. And I don't think New Orleans.
You don't want to loss on Parents Weekend.
You tell me, is the area like totally all about Tulane football?
No, nobody cares outside the campus.
That's my point.
They care on the campus.
But we'll go to one of the cities where like that's their jam. Go to Boise. Go to Boulder. Go to, I would imagine, Nebraska. Go to the, you know, Lincoln. Go to cities like this.
Yeah.
Out of this world. Like, who's... We're already sending a kid there. I got to think these parents are... Are you kidding me?
Steiny, it's an easy solution. And I'm gonna give you two words in honor of your earlier two-word thing about... what was it? The development?
The environment.
Thank you. Yeah.
Those two words.
Yeah. Scalper. Now, it could be two words if you do scalp her, but I'm not trying to advocate that.
I would go
to New Orleans. You could roll up to that game. You get a ticket for like $8.
I got
to
think that you've been
and a beignet.
This, you've been in this business long enough that you know somebody.
Yeah, get a credential.
I would never do that.
Why? No, don't get a credential, but you could press a button or two. I bet you can make it happen if you work hard. And it's okay.
So who's this ticket?
You've earned it, Steiny.
Matt Steinmetz, Bay Area.
Yep.
I knew the...
You're listening!
Oh, boy.
95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Willard, I know 49ers didn't have a game this weekend, but boy, Brock Purdy seems to be losing ground in this quarterback competition.
According to who?
A lot of people.
Matt Steinmetz is the answer.
Yeah, the people who call radio shows.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. That's sure. been that way for the whole time. Has it not? The faithful. The unfaithful. Exactly.
The 49er faithful. The losing faith.
The lacking faith. Full. Yeah. It was a perfect weekend for the 49ers.
Not according to Evan.
Why not?
Well, it was from the standpoint of the division. You gain a game on guys. You're already 3-0.
And beyond. I would go past the division.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, as far as the conference, what you're technically in second place by the tiebreaker with Philly, but as far as the win of the year, I was left feeling like the Broncos and primarily the Patriots devalued the win a bit.
I don't feel that way at all. I look at it in a much more sort of circumstantial way, I think, which is to say that of all the 4-1 teams, maybe the Bucks, their opponent this week, might be able to lay claim to this as well. But don't y'all feel like the 49ers have not even come close to throwing their best pitch yet? Like, in theory, there is the path for this to be a much better team at some point this year than it is now, simply based on who's been out. And the fact that you found a way somehow through all of that to not only be 4-1, but you're 3-0 in the division, you have, and Dibs has been trumpeting this since I walked in today, I think that the NFC West is home to potentially the worst loss that any football team has ever suffered.
Any sports
team. In the history of mankind and creation. If you did not treat yourself to the fourth quarter of the Cardinals and Titans yesterday, I don't even know how to explain it with words. It was just incredible. So
walk-in touchdown, I fumble on purpose.
That was just for starters.
Interception, I fumble it, and my own teammate kicks it in the end zone, and they recover for a touchdown.
The real holy roller.
Seriously.
Yeah, unbelievable.
That was brutal.
So for me, in terms of the history of sports that I've watched as a 57-year-old man, that might be the worst loss I've ever seen in any sport.
That's the only way the Titans can win a game.
Fine, and appears. They didn't want to win is the point. Anyway, Mark, sorry. Yeah.
No, I like.
No,
I just,
continue.
Yeah, it's all.
Can you do a deep dive on most unbelievable losses of all time
in all sports?
Yes.
Okay.
And throughout all of history.
Yeah, I will. And that to me was akin to a baseball team being up, I don't know, 9-1, going to the ninth inning and giving up 9 runs, and you lose 10-9. And I hate to do this because Bobby Donlin is somebody who I've known a long time. I actually refereed him. He coached at Branson High School, and they played at St. Joe's in a NCS playoff game, and they were up by 25 in the fourth quarter, and they lost. And it was like 41-16. And I mean, basketball, high school, but it was one of those collapses.
They shouldn't have even been in that game, should they? Branson, the tiny school from Outer Marin against St. Joe's, the heralded?
Branson gets good players.
And St. Joe's has a student population of 400?
In Alameda?
Yeah, I coached there. Yes, in Alameda.
Branson gets good players.
Steph Curry actually took a picture beneath my 3 banners that I hung there.
And this is what I can't stand.
This is what I can't stand.
I made a statement that I didn't. So this, I didn't realize that the school that Jason Kidd went to,
correct,
was a relatively small high school.
Tiny. And when he was there, really
did I come on and say, hey, you know, that school Jason Kidd went to was huge in high school?
No.
I just expressed a little incredulity that, wow, I didn't realize it was a small school.
That was a big word.
Yeah. It was more than incredulity. Mm. It was a little bit of a dismissive deniability of my knowledge.
Not classy.
Is what it was. No. Yeah, not classy at all. No. So, yes, in terms of pro sports, I don't know what the comp is for what we saw yesterday.
What's the first thing that comes to mind? Like the most
Kyle Shanahan, 28-3.
The incredible losses. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's the one.
It's
I
not
just
Kyle Shanahan, but right. Yeah, that's a good one.
And what
what's his name? Reich.
Frank
quarterback.
Reich.
Was
but 30, he was a coach. 35-3.
Yeah.
Warren Moon, right?
Yeah, 28-3.
Wasn't it 35?
Super Bowl.
Oh, 28.
28-3.
Wasn't there
Tom Brady down.
Wasn't there a game in the NBA last year where a team came back from like 30? And it was one of the biggest of all time?
There's almost, yeah. But
well,
now
that happens
like
all the time.
The Warriors blew a 10-point lead with like a minute left to the Jazz, I think.
They did.
Pretty incredible.
On the night they sent Andrew Wiggins to Miami.
Yeah, that was.
That's true.
That was tough. But yeah, you're right.
The Warriors have about 4 or 5 of them every year. It feels like.
This is pretty bad. No, but look, from that standpoint, it was an awesome weekend for the Niners. I guess on Friday, I was like, oh my gosh, this was the most incredible win I've ever seen. And then I was flicking between the wars, but I was mainly locked into the Bills-Patriots game because the Patriots kept staying ahead.
It's a good game.
It was an awesome game.
I think the Patriots can be a really good team this year. Not like a Super Bowl team, but they're on the right track, and I think that they're well coached now. But I guess that's kind of what I'm getting at, E. Like, I look at those two games that you brought up, and those teams that pulled off those upsets were largely at full strength. And then the other side to it is, and Stein, you'll love this, boy, you want to know who took, I mean, other than Jonathan Gannon in Arizona, But the coaching egg on the face of the week award has got to go to your boy Nick Sirianni. I'm sorry. Because dive that box score.
And I have.
Explain this to me.
It's called chess over checkers.
Okay. Explain that to me. Go ahead.
They're punching it. They're punching the clock middle of the season.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They jumped out. Listen, here's how it's going.
But do you even know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Go ahead. No, you're on one. Go ahead.
I saw Saquon only had six touches. Does that have something to do with it?
Six carries.
I was saving him for the
Eagles. The Eagles as a team carried the ball 11 times.
Yep.
They carried the ball 11 times. That's already not them. That's out of character.
Mm-hmm.
Now add in that you were up by two touchdowns in the fourth quarter, mm-hmm. and you still didn't run the ball. Now add in that Diana Russini wrote an article that morning that said A.J. Brown and now join in Devontae Smith, too, are super frustrated and livid with the way this offense goes. And, oh, look at that. Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown combine their targets, and they are 18 versus 11 carries to a team that has won 17 games in a row doing something a certain way. And I would argue, I think Nick Sirianni blinked at his receivers.
Yeah.
And he lost a football game because of it.
I would take another look at that.
All right. Take another look.
I feel what's happening right now with the Philadelphia. First of all, chaos is our middle name. We've had it for years.
I'm there. I got it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
we'll get A.J. Brown squared away. He had five catches. He's coming.
He did for 43 yards, and then a full interview after the game, ripping his quarterback for throwing the ball over his head when he stopped running.
Well, but so
super.
The 49ers
going very well.
The 49ers obviously can improve because they got health coming their way.
Hopefully.
But how come a team like Philly or even Buffalo, who clearly had some underlying issues that eventually caught up with them in the fifth week? How come they can't reach another level as well?
Of course they can. I'm not sitting here telling you that the Niners are better than the Bills or the Eagles. What I'm telling you is that not all 4-1s are cut from the same cloth. The Bills, I'm pretty sure, are going to win that division, and I'm pretty sure that the Eagles are going to win theirs. The 49ers have set themselves up to win their division better than anybody else in football, though, due to the fact that, A, they are not only now in first place, and the rest of the division lost, but B, they're already 3-0 in the division, and C, they've done it with most of their major players not playing, and nobody else can claim anything like that. So it doesn't mean they're going to be healthy at any point this season, but in theory, you'd think that they would be, and that they've got a completely different pitch coming, and when that pitch arrives, they're going to have a lead. They're going to have a lead on the rest of the division now. Like, I would argue the Seahawks, Rams, and Cardinals, they all gaffed games away this weekend.
Mm.
All three of them.
Yep. Even the Seahawks?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Were they not up 7 with minutes to go? 2 minutes to go?
Well, Tampa Bay might also do the same thing to the Niners this weekend, which is win another game in the final minute, which is how they've won all four of
them. All four
games.
Of them.
Yeah.
I don't think that was
a gaffe, but I mean,
when you've got in your home,
everybody scored on every possession in the second half.
Don't forget how banged up the Bucs are. Super banged up. Best receiver, best running back out.
Best receiver.
Ibuka.
Exactly.
Seattle's supposed to be, right? We've said it all year. Really tough place to play. Good defense. Not yesterday. So, anyway, a game they should have won. They were favored. and they had the lead with a couple minutes to go.
Narrowly favored, and that was, you know, came down to who has it last. And actually, the Chargers also 3-0 in the division. So as we look at who else is 3-0 in the division, the Chargers are. And Steiny, before was, maybe it was off the air, you're like, oh, big game for us and our bet. Will the Chiefs make the playoffs?
Big game.
It's medium game. It's not ish, to me, it's not a big game because it's not a, you know, late season game.
But 3 weeks after us writing them off, they're already going to be tied for first place.
Nobody wrote them off. We made a prediction.
Well, I did.
And I did too. And I stick with it. Like, look at the schedule that comes after this game for Kansas City.
That's why it's a big game.
Well,
they can't afford to lose this.
So,
game.
Well, now that's different than what you said. You kind of made it sound like Dibs and I are riding on our hubcaps now.
If you guys are in big trouble,
Three and two. Let's say they're 3-2 after tonight.
I looked at their schedule.
Detroit, Washington, Buffalo, Denver,
Washington
and Indy.
Stinks.
Well,
no, they
stink.
No, they don't.
Kansas City handles them. Who else?
I just said it. They go to Buffalo.
Buffalo got hammered last night.
They didn't get hammered. They go to Denver.
Denver is already peaked. They beat the Eagles.
All right.
And you know what? Take this one to the bank.
It's true.
49ers absolutely win Sunday because of the way the Buccaneers won yesterday. That's the way it works in the NFL.
Like, they've won every game.
What's the way?
95-7.
No, you have to describe the way. You have to describe
that. They won a game they shouldn't have won. They've been winning too many of those.
The Niners didn't?
No.
Oh.
No, Niners have earned theirs.
I see.
We're in the Bay. The Buccaneers still have a lot to prove because they're in Tampa.
I see.
And we're in 95-7, the game territory.
Classy take.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.